Monday, Doug Stanford Good Day program. Well, we are four-fifths complete in terms of staff. Roberta Fasanelli joins us, who used to be the queen of cheap, and now she's the, what is the, we're doing politically correct here. Kenny's loving this.
When did cheap become a bad word, by the way?
Because this... We're actually, might as well tell the story. It's
we pretty, should have a vote on Facebook for the renaming of the segment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, the Queen of Cheap's been around for what, 3 or 4 years? How long have you been doing Queen of Cheap?
Yeah.
3 or 4 years.
Okay. 4 years, yeah.
So the idea of the Queen of Cheap is to have Roberta bring to you bargains that you won't necessarily find anywhere else. And we list them for you in her Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com. Every day there's you have comes up with mm-hmm. four or five things. Sometimes they just are continuing. Sometimes they run out that day or that week. But they're all aimed at helping you, and there's specials that she highlights, and so we began this segment with a picture of Roberta in a dress in a dumpster,
right?
And that's something dumpster she diver. Actually does. She has credibility because she's a dumpster diver.
Right. She's Absolutely. Not faking.
No, she's not faking it at all.
Nope.
That's how she has her vast fortune.
Never
she saves money.
Never met a dumpster I didn't like.
Right. All right. So now we have some advertisers who are concerned about the term cheap, the queen of cheap.
Yep.
Do they want to be connected to something called
That's
the queen of cheap?
See, and the queen cheap. Of frugal just doesn't have the same ring to it.
The queen of saving money.
How about the frugal frau? We like that? Anybody like frugal
Oh, my gosh,
frau?
You could be the frugal fairy.
The frugal fairy.
Frugal fairy, yeah.
Even better.
People think I'm gay, and that'll upset the others.
Oh, my good. All right, so... If you have something we think we don't really want to change the name, but if you have got something that really is clever and catchy and you want to see if we can trade that old expression for
we
yours.
We won't send you a hat, but call us anyway.
888-302-3684. So what have been some of the suggestions, Kenny, to rename the Queen of Cheap? What have we heard from various advertisers who think we ought to do something more positive?
I haven't heard anything. I thought it was a bad idea to rename it. That everybody loves the Queen of Cheap.
I know that. I'm just
Except
trying
the
to...
The advertisers, and they pay the bills.
I know, yeah, right. Exactly. So I'm trying to, in my mind, go back over some of the
we
things...
Ask Congress.
I've heard. Yeah, right. You'll get something out of
They're
that.
They're shut down right now.
Uh-huh. Right. For maintenance.
Your call's very important to them.
888-302-3684. A lot of people are talking about this major cyclone that hit the Indian coast yesterday, east coast of India, 800,000 people evacuating their homes. How many people evacuated when Sandy hit New York? Do you remember, Roberta?
Well, the whole, the Rockaways and, the Hamptons, all those barrier islands on Long Island all evacuated.
Yeah, but there
And I think
was,
parts of Lower Manhattan evacuated as well.
Was it 800,000 or that many?
Something like that,
Was it that many, really?
It was a lot of people. The Jersey Shore, a lot of people evacuated. Mm.
The surge from the ocean at 10 feet. Now, remember, in a place like India, the houses have, there's really no code. They just throw stuff up.
Okay, and, so they're cardboard and corrugated.
Remember what happened, was it, what, about 10 years ago when there was a typhoon that whacked into, it wasn't the Philippines, it was Taiwan, I think. Where was that? Indonesia? Yeah, it was in that area. And there were...
It was a tsunami.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of people were killed.
That was in Indonesia, wasn't it, the tsunami?
Yeah, right. Anyway, why are you laughing?
Are you eating, Roberta?
Of course you
Yes, I'm having my oatmeal.
Yeah, you're always eating. All right. 888-3... We have fog here this morning. You have fog where you are, Roberta?
Actually, no, it's very clear, but it's cold.
Evan, you got any fog down in Washington?
I actually can't see the windows from where I'm at, so I don't know.
Maybe.
Pretty helpful.
He's in a box in the basement.
No, he's on the ninth floor. House Republicans are deferring to the Senate to
speaking
deal
of
with
fog.
Speaking of fog, that's why I asked Evan if there was a fog in Washington. There is a fog in Washington.
There is.
They're trying to deal with the debt ceiling negotiations, but there are optimistic signs. Roberta lives in New York. One of her senators is Chuck Schumer, who's never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't love. I bet he sleeps with one of those. Anyway, he was on one of those.
He doesn't use taxpayer money to fund it.
Yeah, right. And he said, well, we're cautiously optimistic, and
I just love that term.
You look at these boobs, like Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell look like a couple of old fossils. They sound alike. They act alike. They just happen to have different party stripes. That's it. Why can't we get some new blood here from, what is the expression, e pluribus unum, from many, one? So why can't we get, like, a couple of e pluribi unums and get two?
From many's, one, from more many. Than one's.
Right, can we do that? Let's see if we can't figure that out. Let's figure that out.
Yes, sir, I'm an e pluribi. Can I run for office?
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's for your papers, Pluribime.
Mr. Pluribime.
All right, let's see. What is Obama, what has he shot down here lately? No short term. I thought that they were, that, you know, this is all such one-upsmanship. They're all worried about their egos and whether it looks like they're caving. At first, the Republicans looked like they were caving, and now Obama looks like he's caving. And so you listen to these guys.
Here's
back
an idea:
and forth.
Everybody should cave.
Yeah,
a little.
Oh,
right?
No, we can't do that. That'd
yeah.
be.
I love caving. It's giving a good in. Sport, but you know, mm. kind of interesting.
Can you imagine what would happen, really and truly, if we defaulted before the holidays?
Hmm.
What happens? I think Kenny said this earlier. All right, so we'll fix this in time for Halloween, but after that, all bets are off. What happens to Thanksgiving and to Christmas? And that kind of stuff. For the people who aren't getting paid, probably not a good thing. 888-302-3684. Roberta's in New York. The Statue of Liberty reopened over the weekend. What did that? What kind of local news coverage did that get, even in the face of the government shutdown?
No, quite a bit, in fact.
Is the state of New York paying for this and
yes,
not the feds?
Yes, the state of New York is paying for this, absolutely. Well, that's what a lot of the states are doing. I mean, I think Utah started
yep.
the ball rolling with that one by
yep.
actually
yep.
paying to right. open up. Because they were losing $100 million
yeah.
this month in
yeah.
income.
In income. The amount of people, the tourist business in the fall
right.
is huge.
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 Well, same thing in New York. You
yeah.
know? So it's more cost-effective just to pay to open it up yourself and get the tourist dollars.
It costs
another reason on the state level, it's yeah. easier to run this stuff on the state level than on
it
the
is.
National level.
It is. The Fed shouldn't be involved in this anyway.
Take this lesson.
Yep.
$61,000 a day to run the Statue of Liberty if the Feds run it. $40,000 a day if the state runs it.
I mean, why?
Because of the fraud, the corruption, the overdoing
of everything. What are the Feds spending the money on that the state
personnel?
Are
I'm going
to
guess
infrastructure on how to bring everybody in.
Yeah,
Oish.
Unbelievable. 800. I'm just looking at how many people a day. I'm looking at a story in one of the New York Times articles. Apparently, let me see if I can find this one story that I saw. 715,000 visitors a day is the average for the 401 national park sites. So here's the story of one group of people. Over the weekend, I saw the story of Judy Harrison and a group of her friends who were planning on taking a full month. She and 19 friends taking a full month off from their various jobs to raft and kayak down the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was planned. They got their gear. They have their food. They have their campsites. They had the transportation to bring the equipment around. However, when they went to the entrance to the Colorado River, guess what they saw?
What?
Closed.
A closed sign.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And the groups were told to go home.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't going to be reimbursed.
Nope.
There's no new date
nope.
for rafting. There were armed park rangers with guns.
Oh, geez.
Keeping people from going down the Colorado River. This is America, folks. This is what you're paying for. More money is being spent on law enforcement to prevent people from taking these trips than from helping people launch off and go down and have a good time. They're standing there with guns. These people, these 19 people invested $30,000 between them in this trip. They already paid for the National Park Service permit fees. They spent money on their travel, their food. There was no mention. Now, somebody could have said, well, maybe we should check before we went. But who would have thought that there would be a gate over the opening to a river?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need the Park Service for?
How do you even do that, by the way?
It's like, it's confiscatory. It's screw you. Mm-hmm. We're going to get everything out of you that we can.
They were probably at Lee's Ferry, if I had to guess where they were, which is one of the entrance.
Is that where you went in?
Yeah, it's Lee's Ferry.
And what does it look like? Describe so that we can use our imagination. The government, is there a chain? Is there a gate? Why is there even anything?
Well, there's a road. There's a road that leads to the launch area. The launch area is basically kind of like a big boat ramp area.
So the closed sign is on the road, then not on the river.
I would imagine it would be across the road.
Yeah. How are you going to make it across the river?
It's just some floating buoys.
They were going to do 21-day trip, and now they're out. And the guy stands there with a gun and says, "If you come down here, I'm going to shoot you."
And I don't see how it'll affect, you know, you're on the river. You're literally in wild territory.
All right, 60 seconds.
Like campsites.
Away from saving money, the Queen of Cheap, or whoever she is, the Daughter of Darkness.
I don't think advertisers would like that.
No, Daughter of Darkness, no.
Roberta saves you money in a moment here on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Right.
The diva of Dumpster Diving. It's Roberta Fessa.
It's beginning on Twitter, Facebook, names to replace the Queen of Cheap. What are we just, the goddess of what?
Good deals.
Lori goddess. Says the goddess of good deals.
Oh, God, thank you, Lori. The goddess of good deals.
Goddess. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so you got some deals today.
Yes,
lots of the usual
stuff. Deals.
Yeah, okay.
We've got Gap. We've got 40% off plus a free shipping offer, and we have the special coupon code for you at DougStethin.com. We also have Kohl's has an extra 15% off of Halloween costumes, also with free shipping, and there's a special coupon code. We've got all these coupon codes for you today. American Eagle, 40% off of everything, including their clearance stuff, plus free shipping. Again, you'll find the coupon code at DougStethin.com.
Free!
H&M has jacket and sweaters deals. They're already 60% off, and now with the coupon code we give you, you get another 40% off of that. So it's free. They'll see 60% off and 40% off. No, but it's 40% off the price. It's already 60% off, so you do pay something, if anything.
Sounds like a way good math problem.
Jamba Juice. We've got a coupon for you for a $2 16-ounce smoothie at Jamba Juice if you have one near you. And Home Depot has some upcoming Home Depot Kids Workshops, a great way to keep the kids occupied on a Saturday when they're driving you crazy. Bring them to Home Depot and they can do things like build a little mighty sail ship or something like that. And we go online and we'll tell you how to do that to get the free kids things at Home Depot. And all these wonderful ways to save money over at the Queen of Cheap at DougStethin.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's been a long time coming, but thank you, Edmund. Crank it up! Story time on Good Day. Johnny Depp is somewhere around. And Armie Hammer. Or Clayton Moore, who's the real Lone Ranger as far as I'm concerned. Remember who Clayton Moore was, Roberta?
No.
You don't know who Clayton Moore is?
No, boss.
Ah! Do we make that the 2020 television quiz?
I think that's a good idea, boss.
Who was Clayton Moore? 888-302-3684. Clayton Moore. There is a connection to the music and Clayton Moore. You tell us what the connection is. 888-302-3684. Clayton, what a great name that is, too, don't you think? Clayton.
It's a good radio name.
It is.
Great radio name. Yes, it is.
Clayton Moore with more heads.
He was closely associated with Jay Silverheels. Remember who Jay Silverheels was?
The runner? Mm-hmm.
He was running. Yes, he was a runner. Yep, he was. 888. What'd you stop the music for? Where's the music?
It's there. You just didn't hear it.
888-302-3684. Okay. That's not really why we have the William Tell Orchestra, the William Tell Overture. I don't know if you know who Lauren Conrad is. Jennifer, who's Lauren Conrad?
Lauren Conrad was the star of The Hills, Dougie, and before that, Laguna Beach.
All right. You know what her boyfriend's name is?
William Tell.
Very good, Jennifer. Oh, you get the prize.
I see where you're going with all of this.
Really? Am I that transparent? Oh, Jennifer, you've been around me too long.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, how'd you like to go through life with the name William Tell?
I think most people in his age bracket have no idea
about
the William Tell or Overture.
I think you're
really?
Right.
Because I didn't know about this until...
Really? Until I started this conversation?
Here.
You don't know? You've never heard the William Tell Overture
before?
Oh,
no. Here on this show, we play it quite a bit, so I did know prior to this moment.
Right. Anyway, Ms. Conrad says she's very excited to share with you folks that William and I are going to be engaged. William Tell is Lauren Conrad's boyfriend. She announced this on her blog, along with a picture of her engagement ring, saying, "I am beyond thrilled." He's a musician, by the way.
Oh, that'll laugh.
Musician and an actor.
You know how steady those musician types are.
That's right. Ooh. Steady as you go. All right, so anyway, much ado about something, the William Tell Overture. Crank it up!
Second verse, same as first.
Probably somewhat true. Okay, so this could be linked to our television report, which Jennifer's going to deliver in a little bit. What do we have for hot news in the TV world, Jen?
Oh, gosh. So much hot news, Dougie. We've
hot
got
news.
Casting news. Oh, casting we'll have a little news. Sad news about sad that MasterChef news. Finalist who's now...
Croaked.
Not long, but yeah, he's gone.
We assumed room temperature.
Yes. A little Miley news. She was on Ellen over the weekend. And a TV show that I think might have been a favorite of yours, Dougie, going to be, it's becoming a comic book.
Really?
Yes.
Right. So anyway, shall we try this? How much time have we got before we have to break? We've got a minute, right? Let's see what Jim has to say. Jim's in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you doing? You okay?
Outstanding, Doug. Good to see, talk to you.
It's better to see me, sir. Believe me.
No, it isn't. Not at this hour.
That's right. All right. So, Jim.
Yes, sir.
The connection between the William Tell Overture, Clayton Moore, and Jay Silverheels, please.
Oh, yes. The TV show, Lone Ranger.
Yes.
And... Yeah, of course, I grew up in that era, too, Air.
Yeah. And there were a couple of old duffers, you and me.
Yeah.
Clayton Moore was the original Lone Ranger on television, and Brace Beamer was the original radio Lone Ranger. Jay Silverheels was Tonto, so there you go. 20 and half the hour. Thank you, Jim.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh, no. Fido and Fluffy have fleas, and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea-free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly, what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Precede Tuesday, pretty much the same this week. The world is in some kind of order, and it's not bad. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program starring Ken Kessler.
Don't you ever love it then?
I get little goosebumps when I say starring Roberta Fasanelli. Mm. Starring Jennifer Horne.
Aww.
Yes. All right, so we have news
and
of the
Evan
day.
And Evan Mantle as the Beeb.
Evan, yes. Evan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Because Richie has his last treatment made him pretty uncomfortable. He said he thought he might be in tomorrow, I think. Didn't I see that in an email? I haven't actually talked to him on the phone for a couple of days.
I just heard about today. Well, today was a no-go.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Who else do we not have? Oh, Michael, but he's never here on Monday. He's out slumming around. Who knows who he's chasing?
Watching the Red Sox win yesterday.
Yay! Red Sox 6-5. What do you mean?
I went to bed.
What did the Dodgers do yesterday? Wait a minute, just a second.
Well,
what did the Dodgers do yesterday?
Well, let me ask you.
What
they
did
didn't
the
lose?
Dodgers do?
They didn't lose yesterday.
They didn't play.
So they can't lose.
That's very good. That's the way we're looking at it. That's it. All right. So what else is happening? That's some good news for those of you who are hungover. News today about hangovers.
All of us got real quiet. Did you hear that? It was like you could hear a pin drop.
Right. What? Everything got quiet. If you're seeking a new cure for a hangover, scientists say drinking a glass of Sprite will fix you up.
Really?
Have the slightest idea why? How?
This is sugar, water, and flavor.
Yeah, and it's probably the sweet will restore your blood sugar because it was probably spiking. And then the sparkle in it, the carbonation, would probably make your stomach feel better.
Oh, okay. So there you go, folks. I'm certainly not one who is on the radio. Dr. Doug plays doctor without practice. I mean, practice without a license. Speaking of health, that's a sort of health tip. The health exchanges, how are they working for you so far, folks? How do you like it that $634 million has been spent on something? The budget, by the way, in the bill was $100 million for the health exchange websites. $634 million later, they don't work.
Uh-oh.
Good, huh? Can you imagine how well the health system's going to run if this is how the websites work? How about them? Another great plus for our guys in Washington. Let's hear it for them. Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Who is the subcontractor who made these, you know?
The subcontractor. Probably somebody related to a Politico. What do you bet?
I would bet.
Oh, yeah. They always are. That's how they get the job.
Right. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Brownie. Okay, so let's see. the story or his, as long as we're into the government thing, why not? Let's just keep piling on. You ready?
Sure.
Story at DougStephan.com today about a new technological breakthrough. Everybody's going to be talking about this.
Okay.
There is a new government program. The Army wants to develop a tactical assault light operator suit, also known as the Iron Man suit. They want to, listen to this, duplicate Iron Man's suit so that soldiers could be able to provide a superhuman type warrior. Night vision, super strength, and protection from gunfire.
Hmm.
So your tax dollars are working technologically to build an Iron Man, or a bunch of them, actually. Each suit would have an onboard computer that would be able to instantly respond to certain situations, provide the user with enhanced situational awareness. According to the information released by the government, the suit may use liquid armor, which is being developed at MIT here in Boston, has the ability to transform from a liquid to a solid in seconds. When a magnetic field or electrical current is applied, the goal is a full-body ballistic protection vehicle, allowing the wearer to literally walk through a stream of bullets, walk through fire.
That's awesome.
And they would be monitored by somebody, kind of like the drones are monitored by the guys down in, where in that Fort Bliss? What's the name of the fort in Tampa where most of the drones are controlled? I can never remember the name of that fort, or that base. Anyway, there would be a separate, the suit would be obviously fitted for basic support things like heat, air, oxygen, all those cute things. Fort Drum, thank you, Evan. So, Iron Man comes to the U.S. military. How many people think this is a good idea? 888-302-3684. That could be another good question for Twitter. What about?
I want to know what it costs.
Lots of money.
Suit costs.
A lot of money. Million
lot
bucks.
Of money.
It's worth it because it's cool, Roberta.
Oh, it's worth it.
Because it's cool. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So, the story of the Iron Man suit from DougStephan.com. I can't believe. Well, maybe I can. This, I love that movie, The Rocketeer. Remember that from, what, about 15 years ago?
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
William Campbell was the good guy, and Jennifer, who's Connelly, I think, right? She was a little more Zoftig then, and came across lovingly. The bad guy was Timothy Dalton. Remember that? And I think Paul Sorvino was also a baddie, if I'm not mistaken. And it was, I mean, I don't know why I remember this movie so much.
I know, you like have it all down. You're like,
I think I like Jennifer Connelly.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun movie. Those are the kind of movies I love to go see. 20 minutes before the hour. I feel like asking another 2020 News Quiz question.
Sure.
You mind?
It's your show. Your name's on it.
Thank you. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right, I'm going to give you a list of cities. You tell me what they have in common. Ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Okay.
Detroit. Stockton, California. Mm-hmm. San Bernardino, California. Mammoth Lakes, California. Central Falls, Rhode Island.
Hmm.
Now, there are other little towns that I could name all over the place, from Maine to California, Alabama to Illinois. What do these towns have in common? 888-302-3684. Let's see how smart you are. Detroit, all these towns in California, Mammoth Lakes, San Bernardino, say it again, Doug. San Bernardino, Stockton, Central Falls, Rhode Island, all are in the news. So why are they? What do they have in common? 888-302-3684. Here is Kyle listening to The Jet in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to Good Day. Or welcome.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
How is the suit being made with the government shutdown? Are they getting China to make it, or what's going on with that?
The suit is in development, so nobody's making it at the moment. But yes, who knows? You know, who they put it out to bid, and the lowest bidder doesn't. Well, in the Defense Department, it doesn't really go that way. They'll come up with excuses as to why not to give it to somebody that they don't like. They want to take care of their pals. So,
right.
But can you imagine? I mean, put yourself into one of those suits, Kyle. What do you think it would be like if you were in the Robert Downey Jr. role of Iron Man?
I think I'd be a good Tony Stark. I mean,
you think you'd be good?
I feel like you have the vibe. I think you could do it.
Yeah. You want to control Stark Industries? You want to kiss Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think I could do that.
It'd be tough, but he'll try.
Right. Well, listen, everybody's got a duty to perform. Why not handle it that way? All right, Kyle, you're a good man. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Kathy's in Philadelphia. Hi, Kathy. Where's Kathy?
Bankruptcy.
All right, let's try this over again. Take two, Kathy. Are you in the new listening to that station in Trenton that we're on? Is today the first day of that, Jennifer? Trenton?
No.
No.
It's been going on for about maybe 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Philadelphia gets 11:10. We get coast to coast on here.
All right, so then I follow that. Okay, anyway. So what is the item, these towns, Detroit, Stockton, all these towns in California, Central Falls, Rhode Island, what do they have in common?
Bankruptcy.
They are all bankrupt. Mm. All of them. Bankrupt.
And Vallejo. You could add Vallejo, California, too.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
what do you know
she
about Vallejo?
She says it last.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Isn't this fun? You're a bankrupt.
Well, I mean, you know, bankruptcy has become a laughable situation in America recently. Haven't you noticed?
Well, I haven't noticed. I was laughing about it, but, you know, it is kind of foolish when you consider some of these. What was the, Jennifer, you maybe remember Bell, is it Bell City, California?
No,
Bell?
City of Bell, yes.
City of Bell. All right, so you may remember, Kathy, and the rest of the folks that are listening to the story about this town, a fairly small town. I think 40,000 people live in Bell. It's east of L.A., I don't know, 40, 50 miles. And the town was being run by a manager and a council, and they were all paying themselves $800,000 to $900,000 a year. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And now they're all going to jail. But they aren't having. They don't have to pay the money back. I don't even understand. What are you sending them to jail for? Make them pay the money back. Make them become garbage collectors in the city of Bell. What are you sending them to jail for?
Let me let you in on a little story. You can investigate this one. Okay. There's a bond placed on every head that's put in jail in America. And guess what? That bond is so incredibly high, you would not get any clue of the kind of money they get per day for each day they house these big criminals.
Really? So these are private prisons or these are public prisons?
Public and private. The federal government allegedly gives a bond out. Now, I've investigated this here in Philadelphia. The cost is about maybe $125 a day for county, and for the state it's about $170. And if they have medical complications, it's even higher.
Right.
You should check it out. It's really an incredible story.
All right.
Well, anyway, am I right with bankruptcy?
Yes.
Yes, you are. After all of that, you get a swell prize, Kathy. Hold on just a second. It's 16 before the hour. Television report next year on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed great 4-color flyers that I printed for 25 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Monday, all self-service color copies are just 25 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Nobody knows more about your business than you do. But having the right support services can make a powerful difference. And that's where the new OfficeMax Services Center comes in. With all the support services you need for your business, from printing and designing marketing materials to launching your website and securing your data with cloud solutions, our knowledgeable associates can help. Learn more online at officemax.com/services. That's officemax.com/services.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
October 22nd, the Car Chasers are back on CNBC Prime.
Cash talks, they're the up walk.
They find, fix, and flip cars with passion.
I got skills that'll pay the bills.
Putting their own money on the line and revving up the big bucks.
I got a deal for you.
I'm all ears.
The Car Chasers, October 22nd, 10 Eastern. CNBC at night is the new CNBC Prime.
Booyah! In the bag, baby!
When business is a gamble, it's all about the hustle.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Time shifting. Hello. To the television report. It's the anniversary. Do you know that, Jennifer? Of the first announcement being made by Don Pardo live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Did not know that.
This date, 1975. Do you know who was on the first show?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase on the first show. Give me another name.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd's another one. Give me
Eddie
another
Murphy.
Name.
Eddie Murphy.
Who?
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner's a third name?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Not Eddie Murphy, huh?
No.
Okay. You can't win them all. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin was not on the first show.
Oh, man. Oh. Now my batting average is going down. I don't know. Who else?
John Belushi.
Oh, Belushi.
Jane Curtin.
That's right, Jane Curtin. Mm-hmm.
And the first guest was... Very good.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Not quite. George Carlin.
Oh, cool. Oh. He had some words that we're not supposed to say on the radio. Do you want to hear them?
No.
Why not? The FCC is closed.
The highest rated late night show ever. Don Pardo was the announcer then, and Don Pardo is the announcer now. I believe Don Pardo was either 88 or 89 years old. God love the guy. Mm. All right, Jen, what else? What other tidbitular information do you have from the world of television?
I don't know if you can say that, but...
I'm trying.
Since we're talking about the 70s, let's stay there. One of the big shows from the 70s was the $6 Million Man. Did you ever like that one, Dougie?
Not particularly.
Oh, I thought it was one of your favorites.
Iron Man earlier, before its time, maybe.
Thanks for playing along. Well, The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that the $6 Million Man, which aired on ABC for 5 seasons, will hit the newsstands early next year. You say, how is that possible? A TV show hitting newsstands? Well, it's because Dynamite Entertainment is making a series, comic books, monthly comic books.
So they're reversing the Marvel comic book ideas for movies. Now they're taking it and going reverse.
Exactly. They're calling it the $6 Million Man Season 6. So this picks up exactly where the TV show left off.
So you know what will happen after that, don't you?
Everybody else will be doing the same
thing. Well, no. If they come up with good storylines, there will be a television show and or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is their way of testing. So that's kind of, I thought that was kind of a cool thing and a neat way for fans to catch up on the on the rest and bring in new people. All right. Yeah. Sad news. There's a TV show called MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay. You've probably seen it or heard him screaming. One of the finalists from MasterChef was named Josh Marks. And sad news is he was found dead on Friday after an apparent suicide. He's the guy that had some delusions of Gordon Ramsay following him and taking over his body not too long ago. Right. He had just been diagnosed with schizophrenia. So sad news there. Miley Cyrus went on the Ellen DeGeneres show on Friday and has closed the chapter on her relationship with Liam Hemsworth.
Of course she has, right. And everybody's hanging for her next breath.
She said, I believe that chapter is done. You have to close it and start a new one.
51 after.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ken Kronhaus is joining us now on the Doug Staff and Good Day program with an update of things that are going on in the world of medicine from his perspective, his take, which is based on his reading all of the medical journals. This guy in his office has got journals on top of journals on top of journals. So he's here to go through some of the important news. I thought the Salmonella story, Ken, resistance to antibiotics. This is like a lot of other things that we're finding resistance to in terms of treatment, right?
Well, this is because people like yourself who, I guess your cows aren't for consumption.
No,
there's a lot. There has been, and I know
my cows are. Yeah, they deliver milk for consumption, but not beef.
Right, but those who raised beef cows in the past, there was pressure to give them antibiotics to help them get a little chunkier.
Yeah.
And this has created an overuse of antibiotics and a thought that some antibiotics are now becoming insensitive to some of these bugs, one of the possible mechanisms. But the news is out of three California poultry plants operated by Foster Farms, that's the term to remember, blamed for an outbreak of Salmonella poisoning, Doug, that has sickened at least 278 people nationwide. Foster Farms, they're one of the nation's largest privately owned poultry producers. So you want to avoid raw chicken from these three facilities. There are some things you can do yourself to protect yourself. You want to cook chicken at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit to kill the Salmonella. Wash your hands frequently. Use separate cutting boards for meat and poultry when you're preparing these items. And don't clean raw poultry in the sink. The splash can spread bacteria up to 3 feet and increase the chances of cross-contamination.
All right, so why would you eat raw chicken in the first place is one question. But in terms of what really goes on here, if you cook anything that you want to eat, you better make sure you cook it thoroughly, whether it's fish, whether it's beef, whether it's chicken, because the way stuff is grown now or harvested, you can't tell even where it comes from, because the big businesses that are the big food industries have made it impossible for there to be labels on most of the food, so you don't know where it comes from, right? So if you cook it, then you've eliminated the problem that you can get with E. coli or some of these other bacteria that are around, coliform, that sort of thing. You got to cook it, and then you'll be okay. You agree with that, Ken?
especially with salmonella.
Yeah. All right. Senator Jim Inhofe has had emergency heart surgery. What's the problem with him?
Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma. Doug, he's recovering well in a Tulsa hospital after undergoing emergency four-vessel bypass surgery last week. He went in for a colonoscopy and came out with bypass surgery. And he had absolutely no symptoms.
Yeah.
And people are asking me how this is possible. It's all about your risk profile. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, smoking, obesity, family history, inactivity, poor diet. Know your risk profile. Guys over the age of 40, women over the age of 50, you have two or more of these risk factors, get checked out. Even if you have none and symptoms, get checked out.
All right, so what's the story with Tom Hanks, who has made a lot of news this past week talking about his type 2 diabetes?
Tom Hanks is 57 now, and he revealed on The Late Show with David Letterman Monday that he's been battling high blood sugar, Doug, numbers since he was 36 years old. So he has type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes can cause a lot of different problems, heart attacks, strokes. It can damage circulation throughout your body, cause impotence. You lose your legs, your eyes. But the news this week also out of the American Dental Association Journal is that it can actually increase the loss of your teeth. So here are just more reasons to get your blood sugar under control. Stay away from white flour. Get down ideal body weight. And when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program.
All right. And when you're exercising, if you're taking Heart Factors Plus, there'll be all kinds of benefits. What's the scoop with Heart Factors Plus, Ken?
Doug, if you're a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, all prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factor Plus works brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure, and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. So call right now to try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Call today and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
800-577-8560, number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. You pay a small shipping fee and that's it. First 30 days is free. 800-577-8560.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.